Yes.
What the heck is up?
Hey.
Welcome back to We Didn't Read It. Who do we have here on the podcast today?
Hey, we have Hyde.
We have Tommy.
Julia.
And Grace.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Is this a combo we've done?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Did we do a minus crab combo?
Yeah, when those Michos were out freaking and scrabble about in New York.
Yeah, whatever they're doing in New York City. For the audio listeners, you know, maybe go over to the visual because me and Julia are in the same frame right now.
Grace and I are in the same frame, and it's pretty crazy. I know some of you have said that we would be overpowered if we were in the same frame, so we're going to test it out.
So this may be the best episode ever of any podcast in history. Look out.
And over here, we have the boy frame.
Yep.
Just me and Hyde.
Where, yeah.
It's the testosterone zone over here.
Yeah.
It's the boyfriend.
We spend a lot of time together.
We spend most hours we're awake. We are together, and then when I go to sleep, I usually dream about everybody.
And then so, we wake up and we say, had a dream about you guys.
And then I'm like, by the way, you guys were in my dream.
I had a dream about just like going to work, making this stuff. It was just normal, a work week.
It was just like, hey, can you get your edits in?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Just that. But I was asleep and in REM.
Yeah. I hate when that happens. I used to have so many dreams or like nightmares about softball. Like I would like hit the ball, but like I couldn't run or like, or like I'd be up to bat and I would be like nervous. Like I'd have like sports dreams, like nightmares.
Running in dreams. You feel like you have like weights.
Why is that? Yeah. What is that? Has science gotten to the bottom of that?
I think because I don't really, like your legs aren't available.
Right. You are paralyzed when you're asleep. You're in sleep paralysis.
It's like trying to punch someone in a dream. You're trying to like fend someone off.
Fighting
you
in a dream
can't.
Is hard.
Yeah.
Did you say you're paralyzed when you sleep?
Yeah, sleep paralysis.
But you're not having sleep paralysis while you're dreaming.
Oh, you're moving when you're dreaming?
Well, when you're sleeping, you could be moving.
Yeah, toss and turn.
Sleep paralysis is when you like when you're like awake and you can't move. Like you're conscious.
Oh, I guess,
you're
I guess in REM, move. I guess I just thought you just like enter like you're just like completely frozen.
You've seen people flop around, right?
Or you've fallen asleep on your side and then woken up on like a different side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I think when I sleep, I'm just like flopping around. Like
I mean, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying like for the whole sleep, you're always whatever, but I just mean like your body is, a point where it is, you don't move. Cause that's the whole point is you're supposed to rest.
I'm like, I'm pretty stumped. I'm like on my back the whole time.
You sleep
that's
on your
nice.
Back?
That's good.
Yeah, I sleep with like my arms crossed like a coffin.
Are you being serious?
Whoa,
yeah,
what?
Like a dead guy.
Like a vampire?
That is so on brand.
That's terrifying.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you move around?
I'm almost exclusively on my stomach holding a pillow that my head is on. Or on my side, but I prefer to sleep on my stomach. Small boobs can sleep on my stomach.
I can sleep on my stomach.
Oh, whatever.
I got the biggest titties
in
the game.
Thought I had that over people with actual boobs, but whatever.
No, because like the bed's soft, so it sort of forms to your body. I sleep like this. Like curled up.
Fetus?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that. I'm usually like this, like that. My sternum has been, like, I need to like crack it because I feel like I'm like this so much when I sleep. I'm like hunched over, and I'm like.
Are your legs like real like split up?
I feel like I'm usually like,
yeah,
like a pillow's usually in between my legs, and I'm like this. I'm like on my side, yeah.
To like keep your knees from touching.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hyde, how do you sleep?
I sleep like. That's how I sleep.
He sleeps standing up screaming. That's how Hyde sleeps.
I sleep on my side.
Comment down below how you sleep.
Yeah, comment. Let us know how you sleep.
And send us pictures of you sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Send us pictures to confirm we know you're not lying and that you do sleep that way.
We'll put out a form, like a Google form. What book did we not read?
What book did we not read?
Today, we didn't read Ender's Game.
I don't even remember this book being on like a reading list. Honestly.
It was for my school because we had sci-fi fantasy. So that book, we read all sci-fi fantasy books and that was one of them.
Is it weird that I've never felt a strong draw to fiction books? Like, I know we're like writers and like whatever, but like, I don't know, something about them.
Something about them's like boring AF?
I don't know if it's boring. I just like, I like reading about real people.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, I think nonfiction has its own kind of draw. Like, when I'm reading nonfiction, I don't want to read fiction, but when I'm reading fiction, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Yeah.
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 I love that. Take it away.
Our story takes place on Earth in a dystopian future. War rages on between the humans and an insect-like alien race dubbed the Buggers. Andrew Ender Wiggin is a 6-year-old boy expected to enroll in battle school until he is involved in a fight with his childhood bully, Stilson.
Hey, Ender, you got that money for me yet?
No.
Oh, really? Because I thought I told you to bring me your money today.
Well, I put it in my lunchbox, but I left my lunchbox at home.
What are you going to eat, Ender? My poop?
I don't want to.
Well, you're going to. I'm your bully, Stilson. And you can do whatever I say you're going to do.
But Stilson, what if you found the love in your heart and you didn't make me eat your poop because I'm just a 6-year-old boy and I just want to go to battle school. I am 6 years old, right?
Oh yes. My God, what?
I'm being bullied and I'm 6.
You're just a
6-year-old
boy. What's
wrong with you?
I'm 7 and I have no love in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going to put you in a locker.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You are a 6-year-old and you have a locker.
I hate school. You're so mean to me.
Oh, you don't have to go to
Can
class.
Can you help me get in this locker, though? Because yeah. So I don't have to do it by myself.
Yeah, I'll help you in, buddy. Come on. Come on.
Oh. Are you friends with Ender?
Hell no. That kid's weird.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No. Why? Are you friends with him?
I'm friends with Stilson.
Oh,
so I thought if you were friends with
Ender. What's up, my man?
It's a pop, pop, pop.
I'm also right here. I can hear you guys.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah. I don't think Ender has friends.
No, I don't think so. He's a weird 6-year-old.
Blues are weirdo.
Why is it weird? I've only been alive for 6 years. How am I supposed to have friends
Seems
already?
Like more of a beginner.
You're never going to get into battle school, Ender. You're like so weak and skinny and little.
Yeah.
You know you have to battle at battle school. You have to battle. Let's see you battle freaking Stilson over here. Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Oh, you think you could take me, little baby?
Do it,
Ender.
Take
me, little baby?
If you want to go to battle school, you got to battle.
So
show them what you got.
I'm going to hit you in the forehead.
Oh, forehead's the worst spot.
Yeah.
Dude.
He just hit me in the head.
Ow.
Yeah. Good. There's a lot worse things. Do you know what aliens are? These buggers? They're going to eat you. They're going to suck your guts out from your brain.
They're just like little mosquito guys.
They're not. They're literally 7 feet tall and they have giant muscles.
I don't buy it.
Also, they don't take fall damage because they're freaking bugs. They could jump from.
Fall damage?
Well, I'm 6. I do video game logic.
Hey, I'm Colonel Graf here, and I'm selecting one child to go to battle school.
All right.
Oh, shit. Let's beat up Ender right now to show him we're worthy.
Yeah. So you're good we aren't battling?
Yeah.
What do you think of my form?
That's great.
Thank you.
That's great. You suck.
Okay.
I came here with the intention to pick you because I heard you were smart or something.
No. Let me go. Let me...
You're getting actively beat up by a guy named
Stilson. I don't want to be covered in blood anymore.
Why would I bring you? I'm watching you get beat up by
Stilson.
No, because Stilson.
It'll be like a Captain America where I like come in small and then they'll put me in a machine. And
yeah,
then
but Captain America showed his bravery and loyalty to the United States government. You haven't showed us jack whack.
You don't have bravery and it shows.
Bravery. You got to be bravery if you want to make
that
it.
That is my mom's name.
Bravery. Well, buddy, you should have some of that. I wish she named you Bravery Game. Wait. Your name's not Ender's Game.
That's it, Ender's Game. I'm shoving you in this locker. Get in there.
I am loyal to the U.S. government. Can I go to the battle school?
Yeah, we found oil on the buggers' planets, so we're gonna go there.
I'm in the locker right now, but I'd really like to go, and I think you should give me a chance. If you let me out.
I'm trying to tell you, Ender, you got to do something to prove. You can't keep whining and doing this.
I can't just whine.
Use your brains.
I have a gun in my back pocket.
Oh, my God. What?
You're in.
And so from within a locker, Ender is able to convince Colonel Graf to take him aboard a ship to battle school. Once there, Ender is kept isolated from the other cadets. To pass the time, he plays a simulated adventure game in which he must outsmart a giant.
All right, I'm the other Colonel. We're twins. I'm Colonel.
I'm Graf. You're Incalculator.
Yep, I'm Incalculator. Welcome, Ender. We wanted you, while all the other kids do this really cool simulated battle stuff in the whatever and like training, we want you to play this fun little survival game.
Yeah.
We want you to play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Wait, so all the other boys get to...
And girls. We have both here.
Well, that's dumb. Wait.
Oh. Whoa. Wait, Ender.
We're going
what
to battle.
Ender.
Against
Ender, you're also 6, okay? You're not saving anyone right now, okay? You're just training, buddy.
Hey,
okay?
I'm Delilah. I'm ready to play Minecraft.
This is the girl who's also playing Minecraft with you.
Hi, Ender. I'm a girl.
Holy shit. Okay, so we got you set up. We got you a nice little control. These are your controls.
Are we playing online? Is it online?
It's LAN, so it's just, I mean, it's just here. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's not
but
online.
Don't click off any of
the tabs.
Yeah. Don't.
Because, I mean, this is like our government computer. We're letting you use it to play Minecraft. We got a lot of files and stuff on there.
There's a lot of porn. A lot
okay.
of
well, that's Colonel Grant's folders.
Graph.
What is that?
Oh, shit. Don't look at that.
Oh.
It's,
why
it's,
is, it, why oh. is there porn on your government
we were
computer?
We were researching what the buggers do, and that was bugger porn.
It was from bugger
porn? It was the alien porn. Yes, it was the buggers. Yeah. And
what are you doing with bugger porn? Where'd you get that?
We have to know the enemy. We have to be the enemy. We have to know the enemy so we can kill the enemy.
I have been traumatized.
Yeah, I understand that. You're 6 years old. You just yeah. showed
Delilah,
a six-year-old
I'm so
that.
Sorry they did that to you. You're so pretty, and you shouldn't have to look at...
You have to know the enemy inside and out. Literally.
Inside and out, yeah. Oh. And Colonel Grant is very familiar yeah. with buggers insides.
Yes.
So,
is
anyways,
that like your area of expertise?
Yeah.
This is like your whole leg of the well, operation?
We got him, yeah, for the sexual part of the operation. I'm here for, you know, battle.
Question, why is there a sexual part?
Did you go in and like find the porn or did you get the porn? Like,
we have it
I
inside.
Searched for it.
Oh.
I sought it out. Yes.
Are there like oh. conventions for okay. it? Like
conventions for porn?
Like for the buggers.
Listen, I don't. I honestly,
I'm just trying
I don't,
to wrap my head around it. Cause I mean, you gave me this computer covered in.
And you know what?
And I told you not to click away.
Yeah.
Well, the hell you can. If you tell someone not to do something, it immediately, you know, makes me want to do it more. So now I'm just watching bugger porn.
Someone's in psychology 101 here at Battle School. All right.
I mean, we do teach that. We have to teach them.
I am
everything.
Actually in psychology 101. It's like rude. It's class you put me in.
Yeah.
What's his freaking deal?
He's been away from his wife for quite some time up in this space station. He's lonely.
I'm confused sexually. I think I'm attracted to buggers, which is a conflict because I'm also trying to exterminate them.
Oh, right. That's and they're hard. Trying to take over our planet.
Are you doing okay with that?
No.
No.
I don't feel safe.
All right. Well, you know what? We could maybe take you back to go fight people with the lasers and stuff if
okay.
you don't want to play Minecraft.
No, I do. I do want to play Minecraft.
Okay, well then, unfortunately, you're gonna have to sit here and talk to Colonel Grant about why he's sexually confused with
I
these
forgot.
Bugs.
I have the little Men in Black memory eraser thing in my pocket. Should we just?
Yeah, I think
right.
so.
I would like
should
that.
We look right here.
Oh, yeah,
and
I don't want that. I'd like to be.
Don't say anything.
Delilah, what did they do to you?
Birch.
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 Oh, you want to get Birch? Minecraft. 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 That's great. Let's get
Minecraft.
Back on the Minecraft. You're going to play Minecraft. I want you
what
guys
did you do
to
her?
Build.
I wiped it all.
Minecraft.
Oh.
I wiped everything.
No.
I said it too hard.
Colonel Grant.
Could we play Minecraft?
Craft.
Minecraft.
She can't go to battle.
She can't.
She
She's,
can't go to battle
We should
like
send
this.
Her back to Earth. She should go back to Earth.
Erp.
Delilah, why don't you come with me? I'm going to go. We're going to
oh, no.
go home.
Go home?
Yes. Go home.
Go home with you.
Yes. Let's go home.
You're not going to like put her down or anything.
No,
right?
No. She could live a very happy life on the dystopian Earth planet. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Gerber.
Yes. Do, 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 do.
She's so pretty when she doesn't know what she's saying.
Perch.
And so Delilah returns to Earth, where Ender's siblings, Peter and Valentine, are becoming very popular public figures. They publish political essays and are starting to get the attention of elected officials.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Truth Seekers. We are seeking the truth. I'm here with my brother, Peter.
Hey, everybody. The buggers.
Buggers. They're taking our jobs.
They're taking our jobs.
Taking our jobs, having sex with our wives.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
They need to
yep.
be stopped.
Yep. 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 Yep.
So here we have two bugger experts with us. And thank you guys so much for coming here. Your busy schedule. Your name is Dork?
Yes, my name is Dork.
Dork. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. It's my pleasure to be here.
And your wife here?
My beautiful wife, Skr.
Skr.
Hello.
Skr and Doink. Doink. Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful names. I understand that those are common names amongst the bugger people that you went undercover.
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of an avatar
yes.
situation.
Amazing. You did like a neural link to a body, or were you in a suit? Explain that to our viewers.
Oh, we just acted like them.
Yeah.
We just pretended we were like them.
We did. We were like,
okay. You went to the bug planet as you are.
Yes.
And acted like the buggers.
Simply so, yes.
And they believed it?
Did you wear like a costume?
No.
Or you would just look
like
this?
We were nude. We were in the nude.
We were in the nude. Oh, okay.
Right. Because buggers don't wear clothes.
Yes.
No. Bugs. No. Okay. No. Clothing is a clear sign that you are a person.
Yes.
Interesting.
They can smell. They can smell the fabric, and it mm-hmm. doesn't. But when mm-hmm. you're nude,
this makes sense.
They can't tell the difference because we are
organic.
Animal.
We are right. organic.
Yes.
Earth materials.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I see.
So
that makes sense.
Pretty much on our first day, we came up. I came up to this bugger. His name was Squamp. I said, "Hey, yes. Squamp.
Miss Squamp.
Have you noticed how nice the weather is?" Squamp said, "Oh yeah, it's pretty nice. See, you're kind of like just like us. They make small talk."
They do a lot of small talk.
Okay, so
that's big.
Okay, but they're not as advanced as us. They're dumber, right? Because they're bugs.
Okay, well,
pretty rude.
If that's the kind of tone that we're going to set in this podcast, I don't know if we can complete it.
We need to approach the bugs with respect.
We got the woke mob.
Well,
here
the bugs are trying to take over the planet.
Yeah, they're trying to take our jobs.
They're trying to take our jobs.
Okay.
One of the bugs tried to have sex with your girlfriend, I believe, right, brother?
Yes.
And how did that make you feel?
Bad, emasculated, a little turned on, but then
interesting,
angry.
Well, they're very sexual beings.
Yes.
And you know, you have to give in to.
They are.
Give in. What is that?
To the culture.
I'm interested. So you had a sexual experience
did
on the planet?
Fuck the bugs.
Well.
Oh my
well.
God.
Oh my gosh.
We're expecting.
What?
To have more sexual experiences with these bugs.
Yeah. And also, I am pregnant.
So she's pregnant.
Wait. With a bug or with his child?
Well, so it was kind of like, you know when a gay couple mixes their sperm and you don't know whose it is? We did that.
Was okay. She? So
I mean, you're
she.
Gonna be able to tell whose it is when the baby comes out.
Well,
I assume it'll.
Well,
look-
it's currently ripping apart my inside.
That's why your stomach is glowing.
Which, yes.
Yeah.
But it could be his.
I have Italian on my side.
So yes,
it could be Italian. The glowing could be from the Italian, and then I see like I can almost see through your skin based on how these arms are poking out. I can almost
yes.
see through it.
Yeah, you're bleeding a lot.
Yes. I bleed on the daily.
Oh, gosh.
And we are very excited.
We are so
we
very
are
excited.
So excited.
This is
did
interesting.
Did we vet these people at all?
I guess I didn't. I'm so sorry. I thought you would kind of be...
If I'm pregnant with a bugger, wouldn't you think that makes me an expert?
Yes.
I think so, but is your... Is
they're
your...
also very difficult to get off. So it's
like sexually?
Yes.
Oh.
So we're experts.
Yes.
And getting them
okay.
off.
Yes.
What do you have to
well,
do to get them off?
Tell them, could you teach us how to get them off our planet?
No.
So you want them to come here and take over the planet. Why?
Well, we believe we could live peacefully with them and make more. Once we have babies with them, then their babies will make babies with our babies, which are them.
So you want them to come here, take our jobs, have sex with our wives, and live here on the planet harmoniously. You do realize they're 7-foot bug creatures.
Yes.
They've been attacking our troops in this space.
Quite frankly, humans have taken control of the world for way too long.
Yes.
Humans have done not such a great job. You know how we live in a dystopia?
Say it.
We live on the best planet in the world. We have fun here on our podcast also. We live in the best planet on the solar system, okay?
Yes.
This is the best planet. We should conquer all the other planets. And I think if there's some bugs in the way, I think we step on them. Sorry.
Your reckoning will come.
Whoa.
The reckoning
Whoa.
Will come.
What is it?
What is this? What reckoning? What are you?
Yeah,
what?
He gets in a mode sometimes. You just gotta let him cool off.
You will be shot. Sorry.
We will be shot.
Oh,
okay. I'm.
We should.
Well, hopefully, what I'm hoping happens. I'm
right. What's your ideal with this war? 100%
honest with you. I give birth to this baby.
Yes.
And it's okay. The first human bugger baby documented, and it could be some kind of messiah. Peace
for
yes.
Okay, so you're kind of
you
pulling
do
a Dune. You're pulling
have
a Dune.
I've not seen the film.
I have not
I
seen
see
this
the book.
Film.
The book's coming out of your pocket.
No. You should watch it because
no, I don't have the Dune book.
We don't know what it is.
Come on,
Paul never Atreides. Seen
do
Dune.
It?
Paul Atreides.
What's mm-hmm. doing?
You recognize that name? I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So you watched Dune recently or read it, and you're trying to do that with the bug people.
We'd like to pull a Dune.
That's all
okay.
I want to hear.
Okay. So you want to pull a Dune.
And this is our first time announcing it live, that we're pulling a Dune. So when we're going to live stream my pregnancy.
Okay.
And we'd love if you were there.
You already have religious followers, like, established, or are you hoping to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do the bugs have a religion? Is this part of their religion? Is there, or whose religion is this?
We're creating a hybrid religion cult.
Yes.
In which we are the people who are in charge.
So you're sort of like, you're like a, who's the,
correct.
Mary, and you're Joseph?
Yeah, I'm Joey.
Joey.
Kind of like a Virgin Mary if she was not virgin
and
at
had
all.
Sex with a bug and had instead sex. Of God
yes.
or an
yes.
angel or
okay.
was just divine.
Yes.
Okay. Intervention.
Yes. Thank you so much for following that.
Of course. Of course.
Okay, let's.
And we
let's
have
read
merch
our,
on our website.
If you want to be part of our journey, check out
our
Patreon.
Oh, you're selling merch.
It's called Little Bugger. Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on. This could be something big.
Yes.
.com.
I'm so sorry. Could we pause for a second? We have to do an ad read.
Sure.
You understand? We got to keep the lights on. Anyways,
fine.
These essays aren't paying for themselves. Anyways, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Hey guys, I actually used BetterHelp.
No way.
Oh,
how
do
was
you like it? How'd it go?
Okay, here are my pros and cons. First pro is my therapist's name was Heather.
Oh, Heath and Heather.
Second pro is I was 15 minutes late to our weekly video session, and she waited and still made the most of our time when I got on.
Oh, great.
That's
great.
Nice.
She made me take a quiz, and
please.
Here are the results.
You're sharing your medical documents live. Is the order based on you?
Like, priority?
I think it must be, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, so humor, love of learning, hope, zest. What is zest?
Forgiveness, pretty far below. Okay, try not to cross Heath.
Also, honesty is 23 out of 24.
But he's sharing this with, he's sharing this
yeah,
with us.
Which is pretty honest.
It begs the question, what am I not sharing?
Yeah, true.
So in conclusion, I think I vibe best with the video sessions rather than journaling.
Which is fair, yeah. Which is nice because you're not like required to do the journaling or anything, right?
It's working within my schedule to get me the help I need, and I'm getting out of it what I put into it.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Makes me want to do therapy.
We should go to group therapy.
I keep getting notifications to start that, having finished the first one.
Take a moment. Visit betterhelp.com/readit today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/readit. Well, thank you for listening to Truth Seekers. We'll check you guys next time. I'm Valentina.
And
Valentine.
I'm Scarp.
I'm Gorp.
No, don't forget
yeah,
their names.
Don't follow
I'm
them.
Peter.
We are regulars now.
Follow
no,
our journey.
They're not.
We'll be back next week.
No, no. Good luck. Good luck with the pregnancy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're never coming back.
Skur and Dornk generate massive ratings for Peter and Valentine's podcast. Back in space, Ender grows up and continues to succeed in zero-gravity combat simulations. Ender's ex-commander Bonzo is jealous of his success and lures Ender into a fight as he exits the simulation. Just like Stilson, Ender uses excessive force and Bonzo is badly injured. It's a recurring theme that Ender, in order to survive, has to be as ruthless and apathetic as the buggers themselves.
Just getting out of battle from
hey, great,
a simulation.
Great job today, Ender, on your battle. You're really improving with your stuff.
Thanks, Bonzo.
Yeah.
Freaking idiot.
Oh. Yeah. I just thought, you know, maybe I would just try to be like nice to you.
Ender and Bonzo about to fight.
Oh,
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
World star.
I'm going to beat you up. And...
Oh my God. He's apathetic like our bugger opponents.
I just took the knife out.
Oh my God. He's that. Oh.
God. Sorry. Does that hurt?
Yes. That was a real.
Can I put my fingers in your wound?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh. My fingers are in his
wound. Well, thank you for stopping the bleeding.
Yeah.
It's supposed to hurt.
Oh.
Oh, my God. He made him go, like cartoon thing.
That's it. I'm out of here, Ender. I thought you were like a little nerdy boy.
Oh, my God. Ender, he's dead. He's done.
This is
I'm
live.
I'm floating.
You have to tap out.
I'm floating away.
Tap out.
Everyone's saying Bonzo's a bitch.
Bonzo the bozo.
Bonzo. Everyone's saying Bonzo's a bozo.
Bonzo, just like,
dead.
Don't come up to me after I just did my simulation.
I feel bad that I kind of like instigated that. I feel like I kind of caused
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry, Ender.
blame David?
We got to delete. You're still filming.
It's live.
Oh, yeah.
He was live. Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to point out that I did not want to fight Bonzo, but David kind of instigated it.
No. I didn't.
He said fight. He said Bonzo and Ender are about to fight.
I'm bleeding out here. Can someone get a medic?
Don't worry about Bonzo.
This is really messed up, guys.
I'm trying to grab my blood. I'm trying to grab it and put it back in.
Oh, someone got my mouth.
Well, keep your mouth closed, mouth breather.
I fight whoever's I'm pointed at, okay? So it's got to be very clear to the public that you shouldn't instigate me.
Bonzo, Stilson. Dilson.
What are you doing, roll call?
All your bullies have the silliest names.
Because they're just, you know, clowns to him. That's what they are.
Are you feeling better?
A little bit. I think I can't see anymore. Because
I'm going to grab your ankle.
Okay, right.
Hulk. I think...
Oh, my God.
I think Ender's having some problems.
He's going through puberty.
You got your ankle ripped off by a 10-year-old.
Look, my girlfriend Delilah can't make words. Okay.
Yeah, Colonel Graf.
Herderberg.
Oh.
There's my beautiful girl.
Okay, Delilah.
Herderberg.
Hey, baby.
He's like 12. What, how old is he?
Burned her.
Right now?
Delilah.
Burned her.
Delilah.
No, Bonzo.
It's okay. This is Bonzo.
Burned her.
I was just fighting him.
Can you get it?
Yeah.
What?
Get it.
Yeah, I did.
He's a burner.
Can you date her, like, actually, though? Like, legally? Can you do that?
You should.
Yes.
Yeah, could she consent?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just me weird.
I can
it's
understand.
Just, oh, it's just her.
I can understand the
words that are messed up.
Oh, you can understand her. Oh, how convenient. So she said yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She only knows how to say yes.
Wow.
And so for his final test, Ender commands a fleet that is outnumbered by a bunch of bugger ships, all defending the bugger homeworld. Ender decides to sacrifice his entire fleet so he may fire a big disruptor laser at the homeworld, exploding the planet. All the colonels and commanders cheer and celebrate. They inform Ender that the simulations were actually real battles Ender was commanding, and Ender won the real war. Ender realizes that he has committed genocide.
Hey, my bugger father, how are you doing? Just a regular day in bugger world, huh?
Yes. What a beautiful day. I mean, this war is quite... I'm sad about the war, but gosh, we try to make do and have fun while we are
Ender.
Here, don't we?
Yeah.
Ender.
Yeah.
Shoot the laser at that planet.
To be honest, I'm sad that you're getting older, Dad.
It's not real.
Hey, don't worry. Okay. I'll live forever in your heart.
It's a very good simulation. Aww. These things aren't real.
I'm going to press the button on my suit.
You want to go for a bicycle ride, Dad?
Let's do our tip.
Death.
In the simulation, they burn from the inside out. It's very realistic.
Son, hold my hand. I will see you.
This feels like a bit much for the developers.
I'm a burn.
I'm going to like dance on their grave.
Oh, don't, maybe don't robot. Do that. No, maybe don't do
it's
that.
It's Minecraft.
No, okay.
Ender.
Ender.
Congratulations. Let's take you to a holding room for
that
a second.
That was pretty fun. Can I play another level?
No.
There is no more video game.
I beat the game?
Yes.
Oh, do I get to go to real battle now?
Oh.
I'm ready. I feel really ready. I want to fight for the cause.
Do you remember all those Minecraft games we gave you as training?
Yeah. Those were pretty fun. I think I was pretty good.
Yeah, remember all the people they were the
those
you killed
buggers.
Yes,
yep. Killed all of them.
Yes,
get me in there.
So
that was real. They were real.
That all
you're
happened.
You're a drone pilot, basically driving, operating from here at our station, safe in our station. You're controlling the fleet. Essentially, you're a drone operator.
Yes,
and those were all real battles.
You danced on real graves just now.
Yeah,
I tried to tell you not to do that, but
yeah,
you kind of insisted.
Yeah. Hopefully, we can scrub that. But the news feed won't get that. But you won the war. You can go back home.
Yeah, you want some ice cream, buddy?
Yeah.
Ermagerd. Ernder was real.
Delilah. Who let his girlfriend in here?
You're
oh
like
my
an
God.
American president.
Delilah, I think I killed a bunch of people.
No, it was real.
It was real.
Oh.
I mean, you
saved
I mean, not
the
to
world.
Be like... yeah, you saved the world and also like... I mean, this is what you were training for.
But why didn't
is
you
it bad that you know you found out?
Why
it was
didn't
real?
You tell me?
Well, because we figured you wouldn't want to actually kill people.
We didn't think you'd actually want to commit genocide. So we
I just thought I was playing like a Call of Duty.
You kind of were.
And you kind of were. And you thought you were?
Yeah.
I did think I was.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's really no, you morally are good. You're good.
You killed all of them.
We saved you from, you know, really struggling with that. Now all you could go, you could put the blame on us.
Yeah. Your hands are clean. Not really, but
we do genocide.
My hands are literally covered in blood.
They are covered in blood and
yeah, but like green blood.
I thought it was fake. I thought it was simulated blood.
No.
For to be realistic.
Yeah, it's all real.
You're the smartest kid ever and you couldn't see that it was real.
That's another thing too, is like I feel like you're kind of, you know,
I feel like you didn't really want to catch on.
I feel like you kind of played into the facade.
Blissful ignorance thing. You kind of kept yourself in the dark.
Did you know about this?
Because we made it kind of clear. We were dropping hints that it was real.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought it was an extremely realistic Minecraft game. I felt like it was impressively realistic and I did.
The buggers were praying. They had a whole religion system.
Yeah, I thought that
we have enough time to like develop a religion.
Yeah,
I thought for the video game? I thought you guys probably had like a development team.
You think we're like Bethesda?
Yeah. What do you think this is? Half-Life 3 or something?
So all the buggers are.
They're all dead.
Gone.
There's not a single one that's alive. You got them all.
I believe. Yeah. I mean, you saw the planet exploded.
You became their like Satan.
Yeah, you were the destroyer of worlds.
Yes.
Oh.
We beamed your face.
And guess what? You did it at 13 years old. That's pretty impressive.
That's crazy.
Some presidents take some years.
When you see young people do things, like young people that are younger than you, that's so annoying. That's
it's
what you
so,
did.
I wish it could have been me,
Eddie
but it
Murphy
wasn't.
Getting on SNL at like 20 or whatever, 19, what, 18? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
so
like
I'm Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you're Eddie Murphy.
For war crimes, yeah.
Yes, you're the Eddie Murphy of war crimes.
Okay.
Who knows? And also, you're so young. There's going to be another war in your lifetime. You could run that back.
Yeah, this won't be your first war crime.
Yeah.
I think I'm done from war.
Sure, that's what they say, but you know, you'll probably come back.
I'm running away with Delilah.
Under, and I can't bear with you after what you did.
What?
What you did is mercy dirt. And I can't bear with you anymore.
Delilah, no!
Sorry, Bender.
No!
You're a manster.
No!
You're a manster, Ender.
Please. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. We were going to go adopt. We were going to go adopt that bugger baby Messiah.
No, we're not real.
Oh.
Oh, dead one?
Yeah,
that one died really bad.
She didn't make it.
Yeah.
She didn't make it?
I don't.
No, you
I loved her podcast.
You shot a laser in her face.
Ender storms out of the command center and hitches a ride to a space colony. Landing on its surface, Ender looks around and notices the landscape matches the geometry of the simulated adventure game he played in battle school. He looks under a rock and finds the dormant egg of a bugger queen. The queen telepathically communicates to Ender that the aliens mistook the humans as a non-sentient race like ants and didn't realize their mistake until it was too late. Her last request is that Ender take her to a new planet that the buggers may colonize.
Ender. What's under this rock? Oh, okay. Oh, there's an egg. Hello, little queen bug.
Ender.
What?
Ender.
Is that bug talking?
Wait, what? What's going on?
Ender.
There's a bug.
There's a bug talking to you?
I'm communicating.
Hello. Who are you, the queen?
Yes, I slay queen.
You slay queen? I don't know what that means.
Oh, sorry, that doesn't made it to Earth yet.
No.
Okay.
No.
We were saying that on the bugger planet before you killed all of us.
Should I kill this egg?
No!
Okay, sorry. I'm
Ender,
having PTSD.
Come on, yeah.
I'm
you
sorry.
Just killed a whole planet.
I killed so many of
and
them.
And now
this
you're
going to
kill
only
a baby?
Thing I know how to do.
I'm in the egg, I think.
But okay.
And I'm communicating with you.
Okay.
You're not sure?
Yes, I don't know the physics
the
of this.
Well,
what do you need me to do?
Oh, who's
I'm so hungry.
Oh, hi,
I'm
sir.
I'm so out of food. No. But I got this skillet and a little bit of butter and
some
garlic salt and a piece of toast. Man, you know what I could use? An omelet.
I'm freaking hungry.
You guys see any eggs? Any eggs around here?
Ender.
Wait, give me 1 second. Hey, queen.
Ender.
Hey. Hey, queen. Hey. Hey,
do
queen.
Do not. Thank you. Hey.
Do
not. Cook me.
Do not cook you. Right.
This is your chance to atone for your sins.
Right.
Yeah, Ender.
Mama.
Really think about this.
Well, what about this? Have you had an omelet recently? They're so good.
I can't imagine that it's going to be any good.
I'm
can
not
going to
taste good.
I can see
I'm
the
I'm a dormant
embryo.
Queen. Oh, I got some potatoes, too. We can make home fries.
I'm not going to cook. I'm not going to cook
Don't
you.
Don't make home fries.
I'm not going to cook you.
So right now, the choices are eat an omelet with one egg or save an entire species. Oh my God, I got provolone cheese.
Holy cow.
Okay, maybe you are a monster because this is your redemption.
This
it's right
your
here.
Redemption
Sir,
Ender.
I can't kill this egg.
What? It's not alive, jackass. It's an egg.
Okay, but I'm going to give it to
okay.
you.
What? You're it's not it alive, you? And you know it's not alive.
Listen, I got a podcast I'd love to have you on. And we can discuss that. We can debate that on the podcast.
I'm giving him the egg.
Let
me see I'm giving
egg.
Him the egg.
Did I give him the egg?
I didn't do it.
I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I don't hear a damn thing. I don't feel like there's anything in here. And I'm so hungry.
Well, there's something in there. There's a life.
Let me get my bowl.
And maybe it's a bugger life, but I've come around to it.
You're going to
I'm not responsible for this. I just gave the egg to somebody else.
You are just as bad as him.
No, I'm not.
You're just as bad as
him. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Murder is the only thing I know.
Butter's melting. I really got to crack his
You're
egg.
You're going to bugger hell. Crack that freaking egg.
And human hell.
You
guys want to see me crack an egg on
You're
my forehead?
You're going to double hell.
Have you ever seen someone crack an egg on
their
forehead?
You're going to both hells.
I'm doing it both hells.
Watch this. I'm going to crack it on my forehead. Ow! What the hell kind of egg is this? Ow!
I'm out!
Ow! Ow! What was that?
Oh my God! Ender! Get in the car! Get in the car, Ender!
And so the bugger queen attacked the hungry spaceman, and now you know all about Ender's game.
Woo-hoo!
That's awesome. Any fun factoids about Ender's game that you want to share with us?
It was written in 1985.
1985, is this the first ever, like, video game kind of, like,
oh yeah,
thing used in, like,
oh, yeah,
because, like, I feel like that's a very modern kind of
storyline,
yeah, it was in the 80s.
Someone saw one Mario arcade and was like, I got an idea.
Let's use that for war.
Yeah,
honestly,
war.
It's a great twist. I feel like I remember being like, yeah. Oh, what? I was like,
yeah, that is
oh,
a good
shit.
Tron was written 3 years prior.
Oh.
Tron was no Ender's game.
Yeah, that's true. Tron's pretty forgettable.
Did they gaslight a 6-year-old into genocide?
No. That's crazy that he's that young.
The movie was fun.
I saw the movie, yeah.
I didn't remember watch it.
It's got
didn't
the guy
it.
From Sex Education, Otis, the main guy.
I love
wow.
Otis.
He's Ender. And he's like six. Yeah. Or he's like, I don't know,
and
he's really young in it.
Rico from Hannah Montana.
No.
Shut up,
way.
Really?
Bonzo,
I forgot about that.
I'm sure he's Bonzo.
I
he's
forgot.
Freaking Bonzo.
Can we get the cast? Can we look up the cast of the Ender's Game?
Suraj Partha from Miguel Wants to Fight starred in Ender's Game.
Oh.
Shut the front door. We got a little American High in the Ender's Game.
We got Wants to Fight on Hulu. American
on
High movie.
American High. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching, whatever you're, you know, consuming this media on.
Maybe you're watching and not listening.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like on your phone while you watch.
Yeah,
the
maybe
background.
You're scrolling through Pinterest and you got it on the background. But however you do it, however you choose, we appreciate it. And thank you so much. And you can check out this podcast anywhere you get podcasts. Also, check out American High Shorts on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
And while you're at it, just like follow our individual socials too.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
You know, we are on the medias as well.
Yeah,
the
we have other, we do other stuff.
We do other stuff too.
I don't live here.
Yeah. I basically do.
We pretty much live here.
We pretty much live here.
We do. We live in company housing.
All right. All right. Good.
So very long.
So long.
Bye, everybody.
See you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.